4 tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, R. Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903. Saturday evening, April the 3rd, 1999. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the evening. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Thank you, Lord. Let's stretch a little bit. Get some exercise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for healthy bodies, strong legs, strong arms. Praise God. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. You've brought us together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and your mercy in these meetings. Thank you for all that's ministered here, Lord, the Word of God. Thank you for deliverance and healing and those things you've done in the hearts of people. Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. No glory, Lord, will go to man. Lord, it'll all go to you. And we bless you. We humble our hearts before you. Lord, we submit to you. And we ask the teacher tonight, the Holy Spirit, to come and share this word in through us, Lord. Because without you, we can do nothing. And we submit to you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless your people in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Turn with me, if you will. And I hope you have your Bible. Let me know we need to carry our Bible to the meetings. Isn't that right? I'd hate to think if I went to church didn't have a or meeting didn't have a Bible. Amen. Praise God. I may believe that we celebrate Passover. I may thank God for the resurrection.
Amen.
I may thank God that we're going to be resurrected.
Yeah.
We're being resurrected, aren't we? Resurrection life is in us now, and it's increasing, isn't it? And I want to just say this. I've said this here before. I want to just say this before I go on the teaching. There is the resurrection of the living, and there's the resurrection of the dead. There is the first resurrection, and there is the second resurrection. I want to be in the first. How about you? There are two parts to the resurrection of the living. There are two parts to the resurrection of the living. First fruits, that's Revelation 14, the scripture on first fruits. And then all others in their own order. First fruits, there are two parts to first fruits. Now, what does first fruits mean? It means those who mature first. I may believe that we need to come out of the old order and get the old order of things out of us. What's the old order? It's the old mind. It's the old thinking. We need His mind. We need His thinking, don't we? And so, with first fruits, there's two parts, heaven and earth. Now, there's some of the brethren in heaven tonight, aren't they? They've died physically, and they're with the Lord tonight. And then there are those here on the earth who are alive. And how many believe He's going to bring those two together? Amen? Those that's in heaven and those here on the earth. That's Ephesians 1:10. And so there's in this resurrection, there's the inward resurrection. It's called the exanastasis resurrection, only used one time in Philippians, but it's, you see it throughout the Bible. And it's that resurrection out from among the dead. It's the early resurrection. And what it means is it's the fullness of Christ will come into a people while yet in a flesh and blood body. Anybody want the fullness of Christ coming in you? Amen. And then, of course, those overcomers, those sons that the fullness comes into them, they will also experience and they will start start the physical resurrection as well. They'll be the first to enter fullness, that resurrection that's within them, and they'll be the first to start the physical resurrection out there. And I'm going to get into that right now. Okay, go to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. How many believe we're all learning? And aren't you glad we're learning? If any man thinks he knows anything, how many know he doesn't know anything? As he ought to know. And we don't know very much, but thank God He's beginning to teach us and show us some things. In every area, deliverance, end time, whatever kingdom, whatever we're sharing. I thank God for all the kingdom preachers here. I thank God for all the deliverance ministers here. I thank God for those who, anyone that's got a ministry here, amen, or whatever it may be. I mean, oh, it's important to God and important to the body of Christ. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Revelation 12, verse 1. There appeared a great sign or wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. The moon is under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She being with child cried, travailing in birth, and in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Praise God. Now, how many know that many people do not read the book of Revelation as well as many end time books? And many people have very little knowledge on it. But how many know it's an important subject in the Bible? And if Jesus is coming, and I believe he's coming soon, I want to know more about it, don't you? And I want to know the people that he's raising up, that he's going to use. And this people, God is going to use. Now, God is planting, P-L-A-N-T-I-N-G, God's planting the seed. He has planted the seed of life, I should say, in the womb or the soul of the believer by the Holy Ghost. Now, man didn't plant that seed in you, but the Holy Ghost did. Somebody say amen. That divine seed, just like when the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. How many know that the Father, by the Spirit, put the seed in Mary? And now there's another overshadowing. It's not just one person, of course. It's the corporate body, isn't it? How many thank God for the true seed, Jesus? Isn't that right? Now, so that seed, that divine seed, has been deposited in the bride or the church. How many thank God he's got a bride coming forth? A bride is one, you know, is one that has intimate relationships with Jesus. She's married to Jesus. He's the bridegroom. And how many know there's some things he tells the bride that he don't tell somebody else? Come on. Just like your bride, there's some things you tell her you don't tell other people. Isn't that right? If you're men, I mean the men here. As the seed grows, we're being changed from the carnal nature to the divine nature. Until we come forth into the likeness and the image of Jesus. How many know that's a process? Amen. Anybody want to be changed and be like him? Let's look at this before we go any farther. Go to Romans 8. Let's turn there. Romans 8 and verse 29. I'll just take my time tonight. Is that all right? Good. Romans 8, 29. It says, for whom he did foreknow. And that word foreknow means foreknowledge. Does he know everything? Yes, he does. Those he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image or the likeness of his son. Anybody want to be like Jesus? That is why he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. How many believe he's got some brothers? Amen? And that's those that's coming forth in his likeness and into his very own image. Praise God. Now, this woman back in Revelation 12 is being overshadowed. How many know the glory of God wants to overshadow us tonight? Yes. This woman is being, just like Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. God is overshadowing his people. Amen? Right at a critical time, because we're coming up to critical times. And God will overshadow his. He is our covering tonight. He is our canopy. Amen. And so God is overshadowing this woman. Her husband is overshadowing her. Jesus himself, the Son of Righteousness. And she's pregnant. Just like Mary was pregnant with our Lord. This woman is pregnant with the man-child or the overcomers or the sons of God. Or those that are maturing in the salary, would say. She is no longer a church system. How many believe there's a church system out there? Amen. Which represents soulishness. And I don't know about you, but I've come out of some of those church systems. Amen. And I don't want to go back. We need to pray for the people. You know, we're not to hate the people. We're to hate the system. Come on, somebody say amen. And then we see in Revelation 12, the moon. Look in Revelation 12 there. The moon is where? It's under her feet. You know, we sang tonight, Satan's under our feet. Well, this moon is under her feet. And it's not the moon you see. But anyway, it speaks of the old order. It speaks of death. I mean, the natural moon is a dead planet. We've seen pictures of it, haven't we? And the moon under her feet suggests that the order of reflecting light is an imitator of the true and will pass away in the new relationship. Hallelujah. The woman, the church, will be in a position, listen to this, the woman, the church, or the bride will be in a position above that of reflecting light as she will be clothed with the S-U-N. How many know Jesus is the S-U-N tonight? The sun. Malachi says the S-U-N is rising with healing in his wings. This woman in heaven or heavenly places speak of that which is past, present, and future. God's done a work back there, now, and even future. But he's going to have a bride, isn't he? Praise God. So she's clothed, she is crowned, and she's covered. I'll say that again. She's clothed, she is crowned, and she is covered. Hallelujah. His bride is going to be covered. I mean, if you're a bride, you're going to be decked out. You're going to have the best clothing. You're going to look your best. Amen. For your bridegroom. Isn't that right? And the 12 stars that's in her crown speak of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So at the end of this age, what does that mean? At the end of this age, this bride will have true apostolic authority in herself. God is raising up apostles as well as the other ministries. And how many know we need some father ministries today in the church? I said we need some father ministries like Paul and Peter and John and others. And God's raising them up. Praise God. And this woman, she's a queen. She's crowned. She's a beauty queen, I'll call her. And she's crowned. Her crown speaks of victory, of royalty, and authority. She is the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The church. And God is putting his approval on this bride. How many know the Lord doesn't put his approval on a lot of things? But his approval is on this woman. Because she is clothed with light and with the glory of God. Now look in Revelation 21. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a bride it's going to be. Hallelujah. All lit up. Chapter 21, verse 9. And there came, we read this the other night, but let's read it. There came to me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, or these are the vial and bowl judgments. And this angel talked with me, saying, come hither, or come closer. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the Spirit. How many know when you get in the Spirit, you're going to begin to see the real people of God? Come on, somebody say amen. He took him to a great and a high mountain. That's a high place in the Spirit. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And notice the next word, having. The word having means echoing. Having, this woman possessed it. She wasn't just talking about it. I mean, no, we can talk about the glory. But I tell you, it said it here, having the glory of God. And her light, her light. How many know her light is his light? Her light was like unto a stone. And how many know that stone is Jesus? Most precious. Most high. Most holy. Most precious. Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Hallelujah. Back to chapter 4. Let's see this stone. In verse 3, John's in the Spirit. He's taken through the door into heaven, to the throne. Verse 2, he's in the Spirit. He sees one on the throne. Verse 3, he that was to look upon was like a jasper and a sardine stone. That's what Revelation there says. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. Praise God. Life. So, there's a lot there. Now, so God is putting his approval on this bride. And she is clothed with light, with the glory of God. And she's clothed with the S-U-N. She is married to the King of Light. clothed with the S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness. And we know the sun, the natural sun, gives light to the moon in the natural. Is that right? When you see moonlight, you're seeing sunlight secondhand. Reflected light or artificial light. Then the sun reflects the light upon the earth as well. Praise God. This woman took the light of the sun away from the moon. Did you hear what I said? This woman took the light of the sun away from the moon. The light is not shining in the moon. It's shining on the woman. Anybody want to shine for Jesus? Huh? Praise God. And how many know that if the light's taken from the natural moon, how many know it's total darkness? Is that right?
Yes.
Praise God. And so the moon was darkness because the light was shining on the woman. Hallelujah. Now somebody said we're going from moonship to sunship. How many know the moon is under her feet? And God's drawing us up to be sons, overcomers. She was clothed with the sun. I keep saying it, but I want you to get it. Her clothing was the glory and the light of God. Hallelujah. She is the Lord's chaste virgin, full of purity and power and growing toward perfection and even maturity. Anybody want to grow up tonight? Let me tell you, I know a lot of Christians that don't. I've known them for 30 years and they're no further down than they were. Come on. I mean, no, there's no excuse for us not growing in Christ. People say, well, I don't understand what you're saying. Well, get in the book and read it. And hear it. Get a tape and listen to it as well, over and over. And get in the book and read it as well. Hey, it'll get in you. Praise God. This woman at the present time, the bride of Christ, must have His light and His glory. And at the end of this age, and we are at the end of the age, aren't we? Which means God's light and God's glory and God's power is coming to His people. Praise the Lord. So we see the light of the sun moved off from the moon and was totally on this woman. In fact, she's standing on the moon church. That moon represents the old church order. She's standing on the old church order. That's what I came out of. Anybody come out of a system? Hallelujah. Many of us have come out of the moon church, the old order. She came out of death. We might have got saved in some of those places, but how many know there's a lot of death there too? There is a travail that we're going to see. Now look in Revelation 12. What does it say here? It says in verse 2, and she being with child. And you ladies know in the natural what that means. While the men's drinking coffee, you're in travail. She being with child, what she do? Cried. And travailing. How many know this is labor pains? This is intercession. Travailing where? In birth and in pain to be delivered. How many know when you get closer to the birth, you want to get rid of it, but you want to be set free and deliver that child? How many know there's a lot of them getting rid of the babies today the wrong way? Amen. Hallelujah. So this church, again, has God's approval. But how many know this church is going to enter great persecution?
Amen.
Look over in verse 13. When the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he did something. What did he do? He persecuted the woman that brought forth the man child. And so great persecution. We've had persecution down through the ages. But I'm telling you, at the end of the age, there's going to be a great persecution against the church, the bride. And how many know that some of that bride's in America?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
As well as other nations. And so this woman is about to deliver. Listen, this woman's about to deliver another church. A man-child church. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. How many know the church always brings forth the church? And many times the one they bring forth they don't like.
Amen.
How many believe that? How many believe that persecution sometimes comes to those that are going on with God from those who just stopped? Come on, amen?
Amen.
I mean, on the outer court, some of them are murmuring, complaining against those who move towards the holy place, church.
Hallelujah.
And those in the holy place stop and they murmur because somebody's moving towards the holy of holies. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, amen. And that's history. It just happens. So this woman is dwelling where? She's dwelling in heaven, isn't she? But also at the same time, there's a dragon here. He's in heaven too. Is that right? How many know that heaven's not where God the Father is? There's no dragon where God the Father is tonight, is there? No. No. But in that same heaven, there was a red dragon. Red's the color of blood. How many know that he's a bloodsucker? It's a color of communism. Catholicism. You could go on with that ism, couldn't you? Which shows us this heaven we're talking about is impure. Because where the woman is, the dragon's there. Now, the Bible said we've been seated in Christ where? Above. Above all those principalities and powers and those things. But yet the dragon also is in that heavenly realm. Now, this dragon speaks also, this dragon speaks of a lot of things, but it speaks also of even religious systems and organizations which was out to kill and to destroy the man-child church. You hear what I said? How many know that Jesus was hated and despised and rejected of men? And this people that are coming in his image, they're going to be hated, rejected, and despised of men regardless of the system, especially the religious systems. The dragon also speaks to us. The dragon also speaks to us of world powers. And this religious system also will have the government to persecute the church. How many know it's happening in a lot of places? And it's coming here too. This is also taking place. Now listen, while this is all taking place, it's taking place. Look in verse 3 and 4. Now look at verse 3 and 4. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail did something. It drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now most people read that and they say, well, that was way back yonder. And I say, no, it's out in front of us as well. I mean, oh, things did happen back there now, but it's going to be a lot in the future yet. It ain't all over with yet, is it? Come on now. And did cast them where? Where did he cast them? To the earth? The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour a child as soon as it was born. Praise God. So in the time that all this is taking place, the stars are falling. Now you think about it. When God's bringing forth sons of God, overcomers, that's going to do the works of Jesus, there's some falling from the heavenly realm back into the carnal earthly realm. I mean, this ain't no time to fall or go into apostasy. It's time to press on and move up in God. Is that right? And I can show you a many scriptures where that's happening. I'll show you this one. Turn to Matthew 24. I'm going to show you right here. Matthew 24, look down to verse 11. It says, many false prophets shall rise. Shall what? Deceive many. And because lawlessness or iniquity shall abound, or literally be multiplied. A multiplication of lawlessness. The love of many shall wax cold. That's apostasy, going totally from God. How many know these were? Notice the word love. Many that had love waxed cold. Those who love Jesus, come on, now turn from Jesus. Those that were hot are now cold. But look at the next verse. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And notice, in the midst of apostasy, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. For witness to all nations, then shall the end come. So on one hand, there are those who will fall away. And on the other hand, there are those who are in the kingdom and moving and preaching the kingdom of God. Amen? How many know the kingdom has been preached in this camp? Amen? People's been set free. The kingdom of God is here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it's in us as well. Praise God. How many believe that? Amen. Now, how many know that in the days of Moses, Pharaoh was killing babies. Is that right? And in the time of Jesus, Herod was also killing baby boys. But now they're killing, and in Moses they were killing baby boys. But today they're killing both baby girls and boys. Now they kill the boys to stop the deliverer in Moses' day. And he was the one. And they kill the boys in Jesus' day to stop the true deliverer, our deliverer. Amen. And now they're killing them again because Satan wants to stop the one God's going to bring forth to bring deliverance. Now look at Obadiah. But how many know you can't kill 35 million babies and get away with it? People say, oh, judgment ain't coming on this country. I'll tell you, it's coming. Blood is running this from the babies, and it'll run in the streets of America. Obadiah. Obadiah, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion, that's Revelation 14, shall be what? Number one.
Deliverance.
If you want to go to Mount Zion and be part of it, you're going to be in deliverance, aren't you? Number two, there shall be holiness. And you can't be holy without getting some demons out of you. Come on, amen. And three, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame. And notice, the house of Esau, here's the flesh, will be for stubble. They shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Saul. I may believe God's going to burn up everything that's carnal and fleshly and worldly in us. Isn't that right? For the Lord has spoken. Now look down to verse 21. And saviors, and the word saviors means deliverers. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the man of Esau, or the flesh. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. It's a kingdom people. Now, back to Revelation. So, today they're killing both baby girls and boys in order to stop the deliverer. But how many know that they'll never do it? Never. Amen? Never. In Christ Jesus, how many know there's neither male nor female? Now, let's look at this. Look in Galatians. Let's see who he's talking about there. Look in Galatians chapter 3. Look in Galatians 3:26. Let's look at this verse. Galatians 3:26. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you, but that word children, if I remember right, means sons. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ. We're not talking about water baptism. We're talking about a spiritual baptism. As many, now notice he said, as many of you as have been baptized into the anointed one of Christ, have what? Put on Christ. Now, Christ comes in you to take you where? Into Him. As you submit to Christ coming in you, then He will take you into Him that much. You stop the flow from coming in you, it stops you from moving into Christ. And so those here that have been baptized into that anointed one are putting on Christ. Next verse. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female. For you're all one where? In Christ. In Him. Covered over by Christ. Hallelujah. And so, how many know when you're in the Spirit, He's not looking if you're male or female, if you're obeying God. I'm not saying there's not a role in the home and so forth, but in the Spirit, in the Spirit. How many know if you have a word of prophecy, you move in prophecy, don't you? Come on, if you're male or female. If you have a deliverance ministry, you move in deliverance. Come on. But we've got to be in the Spirit. Is that right? Praise God. That's where we want to be anyway. Because we can't cast any devil out in our flesh. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. The name of Jesus. Isn't that right? Praise God. Now, Satan desires to destroy this man-child, the one that's going to bring him down. Now, I believe, look in Luke 10. Gene and I were talking about this morning. In Luke 10, how many know Jesus sent out the 70? You all know the story. And we know in verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord. Notice they're calling Him Lord. You know why? Because they did what He told them to do. Even the demons are subject to us through Thy name. Now, that was before Jesus died and went to the cross. And He said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, how many know that deliverance is one of the keys that's going to bring Satan down? And I believe to be part of the man-child, the overcomers, you're going to be moving in deliverance. Come on, you're going to be casting demons out of people. Now, I don't know how much the devil weighs, he's a spirit. But you put him on a scale, I mean, know that you go after his works, you destroy the works of the devil in people. And you put it on the other side, and you work and you work and it seems like nothing happens. But all of a sudden, how many know those scales are going to tip? Come on, and he's going to go up and come down, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said he would fall. And he ascribed it there with deliverance, didn't he? Praise God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Satan is aware that there's a people arising that's destined to destroy him. But you know, he still thinks he's going to win. Is that right? He's deceived, isn't he? But that's why it comes so hard at this man-child people when the man-child is birth or born. Because God's going to catch him or take him into the throne room, we'd say, above all the war. You see, caught up to his authority, caught up into his overcoming realm, caught up into rulership, caught up into the government of God, and so forth. And so we have three choices. Now listen to this. We have three choices. We can be in the moon church, the bride church, or the man-child church. And I sure hope you don't want to be in the church of the dragon. Because the synagogue of Satan is real too. It's mentioned in Revelation. I'm going to say it again. We have three choices. We can be in the moon church, the bride church, or the man-child church. Amen? Now look in Revelation 12. Hallelujah. I want to be in the highest order if I can. By the grace of God. How many know he wants us to be there? He wants it more than we want it. Come on. Amen. Revelation 12, look in verse 14. Now notice, it said, and to the woman, the bride, the church, were given two wings. The Greek says the two wings. It should be the two wings of the great eagle. This says two wings of a great eagle. That she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, from the face of the serpent. Now let's go to Exodus 19. Exodus 19. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 19. And look with me in verses in chapter 19. Hallelujah. I have to find this verse. I don't have it marked. Which one?
Four.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. He said, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bear you on. Come on. What happened to Israel? God's going to do it to the church. Eagle's wings. How many know Jesus is that great eagle? He said, I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. Praise God. So once again, here back to Revelation. He is going to do something. He's going to lift that woman up by those two great wings of the eagle. How many know that's a balance? You know, I never seen an eagle fly with one wing. Maybe it does. I don't know. I've never seen it. But that's the balance, isn't it? Amen? Now, the two wings of the great eagle, as the church is being lifted up above the world system, above the dragon and above the persecution, and I don't mean it's going to be raptured, but it's going to be caught up above those situations. And she's going to be nourished for 3.5 years. And let me tell you what those two wings are. Those two wings are the mind of Christ. How many believe we need his mind to rise above circumstances? Don't we? Look in James just a minute. James chapter 1. The Lord's given me this scripture. Look in James 1. Praise God. James chapter 1. We need his great wisdom, don't we? Look at verse 1. We need his mind. It says in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is going to do what? Come on. It's going to work some patience in us, all right? But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack something, when do we lack wisdom? When we're in a trial. When we're in the fire. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, or schizophrenic, is unstable in all his ways. Double souls, two souls. And so when we're in a test, when we're in the fire, when we're in tribulation, whatever it may be, we need God's wisdom, don't we? So the next trial you're in, ask God for his wisdom. He'll grant it to you. Amen? If you ask in faith. Do you believe that? Praise God. And so the woman will be nourished for 3.5 years while the man-child, listen, while the man-child is destroying the kingdom of Satan and ministering, of course, to the woman in her testing time. Let's go back and see that in Revelation chapter 12 because we have new people here tonight. How many is here tonight this is new to you? Praise God? Well, good. Good. All right. Revelation 12, look at verse 6. Now look at verse 6. In verse 5, the man-child was caught up to the throne, the place of the overcomer. Verse 6, and the woman fled where? In the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they, the word they are the ones in verse 5, that's the man-child, the overcomers, that they should feed her, nourish her, you see, there for 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. Then if you look over in verse 14, I believe it's verse 14, right, the latter part, again, she's nourished for a time, times, half a time from the face of the serpent. Notice the word face. Let me see that. Now, in this chapter, you have the face of the dragon, right? You have the tail of the dragon, and you have the mouth of the dragon. And how many know that all three of them hates the church? But how many know we need to hate him? Amen, with a passion. Now, we is that right? We need to hate him, don't we? How many believe that today, tonight? All right, now, look down with me here. I want to touch on something else here in just a second in this chapter. Now, notice, though, in chapter 12, it says in verse 1, where is this woman, what's she clothed with? What's she clothed in verse 1 with? Come on. All right, what's under her feet? All right, what's in her crown there? What is it? 12 stars. Now, you remember that in Genesis, the story there with Jacob. Jacob was a picture of the sun, and the moon was a picture of his wife, Rachel. And the stars were the suns. Is that right? Now, a lot of people take that and try to bring it to Revelation. You can't do it. Because the sun in Revelation is Christ, Jesus. And the moon is the bride of Christ. And the stars are the 12 apostolic or apostles of the Lamb that was in the crown. Hallelujah. Of this church. How many know they started the church? Isn't that right? Praise God. And so you can't do that. Now, let's look down in chapter 12. Look down in chapter 12 and look at verse 14 again. It said, through the woman were given the two wings of a great eagle that, here's the why, she might fly into the wilderness or her testing time. I mean, no, that's not one locality, one location. It's worldwide. It can't be one place. Into her place where she's nourished for a time, times, half a time from the face of the serpent. Now look at verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth. That means the devil has a mouth, right? How many know the devil's got a mouth? How many know he talks to you once in a while and you have to rebuke him? Now look here in chapter 16 of Revelation. Let me show the devil has a mouth. Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Brother Pittman saw those frogs when he went through the demonic realm, didn't he? When he died. Okay. As well as when he came back to the earth, he saw it. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. And notice what kind of spirits they are. There are spirits of devils working what? Miracles which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. You know that demon powers are going to draw nations to Armageddon and the nations don't even know it? You know we're being drawn into a war in Czechoslovakia and I doubt we even know what we're being drawn by over there. How many know that war started in the Balkans and we're in trouble? I don't know what's going to happen yet. I don't know the answers yet. Praise God. But anyway, out of the mouth of the false trinity, those spirits came forth. And let me tell you, brethren, you need some discernment in this hour. Amen? Because I tell you, not all miracles and not all prophecies from God. You better Before you leap, before you jump, and before you run, you better know that you can try the spirits, and you better try and test the spirits. Because some things that are given can be mixed, it can be not of God, or it can be God. I mean, we're not to despise prophecy, but we're to judge it in the right way. Is that right? Praise God. Amen. How many know it's true tonight? Amen. Listen, there are people in this meeting tonight, I don't want to discourage you, but there's people here tonight that's got words you thought from God, they were not from God. And there's some of you sitting here, they got words from God, just hang on, God will fulfill it, if you'll be faithful to God. Because prophecy is conditional. So the devil's going to cast out of his mouth this flood water. Now this flood water down here in Revelation, now look down to chapter 12 now. Let's go back there. And let's look at this flood water. I was in a natural flood one time. I remember seeing all the dead animals, the old dirty water, and all the things, you know, the brush and everything was just going at a full pace. But it says in verse 15, the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after this bride, this woman. Now, at first, he stands before the woman, and it seems like he's after her, but he's not. He's after the man-child she's going to bring forth. Now, you remember when the devil wanted to kill Jesus? I mean, no, he wasn't after Mary. He was after Jesus, really. And, of course, God, we know, didn't let that happen. And so, he wants the man-child. So, he couldn't get the man-child. God took him to the throne. Now, he's coming. He's coming after the woman to persecute her. And he's sending out all this flood out of his mouth. Now, this flood is lies. John 8:44. I mean, no, Jesus said he's a liar. When Satan speaks, he speaks lies. And this is dirty water, dingy, and this is death. This is dead. This is deceptions and false doctrines, false teachings, false miracles. I mean, you go on, fables, all kinds of things we could talk about here. But I want to go over to a few scriptures in the Old Testament. Let's go to Psalms. Let's go over to Psalms 69. I want to take you to a few scriptures here that I think would help us a little bit in this teaching. Praise God. Psalms 69. All right. Look in verse 1. When I was a little boy, I'd get around a creek bank or something, and I'd always fall in the water. I don't know why. Anybody ever had that problem when you were growing up? I did. Now, save me, O God. You ever cried that? For the waters are come up into my... I'm about ready to drown, God. Get me out of this mess. Under my soul. I sink deep in deep mire where there is no standing. I'm coming to deep waters. I mean, oh, that devil's flood's coming with deep waters. Where the floods, what? Come on. Overflow. Have you felt overwhelmed by storms in your life, by flood waters before? Well, just hang on. You'll get some more. All right. But the Lord's going to be with us. Verse 4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me. We're talking about floodwaters now. Now look at verse 7. Because for thy sake, he said, David said, I've borne reproach. That's floodwaters. That's words. Now look down to verse 11. Down to verse 14. Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Then he talks about shame and reproach and heaviness in verse 19 and 20. That's the flood waters we're talking about. How many see that? Now let's go to Psalms 93. 93 of Psalms. Praise God. Psalms 93, look at verse 3, please. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. How many know that these floods are prideful floods? Isn't that right? You know why they're coming out of the devil's mouth? The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. There's words. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier. How many heard that? Than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. He's greater than all those trials, those testings, all that dirty water and uncleanness and deceptions and false teachings and doctrines and false miracles, hallelujah, he's greater than all of that, isn't he? Thank you, Jesus. And I'll tell you what, he's got some people coming forth that's also like the noise of many waters. Mentioned in Revelation, Ezekiel and Daniel. Isn't that true? Praise God. Now, look over also in Psalms 18:4. Psalms 18:4. Give you two more scriptures here. Psalms 18:4. It says, in this verse, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. But how many know God can keep us from fear when those storms overwhelm us? Amen? Then Psalms 89:9. I don't think I read that one, did I? 89:9 of Psalms. And it says this, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. I mean, he can stop the storm pretty quick. At the last minute, usually. When we're in the storm. Praise God. But he can do it, can he? Amen. So, and then there's another one in Lamentations. There's one in Lamentations 3, but I'm not going to read that. So, let's go back to Revelation now. Revelation chapter 12. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the devil cast out of his mouth those flood waters. And they're coming after the woman to swallow her up. Now, I want to show you what it says here. Look back to verse 15 in Revelation 12. It said, the serpent cast out of his mouth water like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away out of the flood. That's his purpose, to destroy her. But notice, and the earth. How many see that word earth? The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth. Did you know the earth has a mouth? And swallowed up all that flood of filth, all those lies, all of those deceptions, and all those false doctrines and false miracles and things. The earth opened her mouth and took it in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, let's see what the earth represents tonight. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And let's look at verses 47. 1 Corinthians 15, 47. It said, the first man is of the... I mean, that's an old Adamic nature, isn't it? Earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as it, how many know you knew the first man before you knew the second man? And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we've borne the image, notice the image of the likeness of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the likeness of the heavenly. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? And so that image of the earthy, or that likeness of the earthy, or the earth man, or the dust man, or the carnal man, is the one who's going to suck up all that old flood of filth we're talking about. Now look at Philippians 3. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, verse 17. Verse 17. Philippians 3, 17. Brethren, be followers together of me. Mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Let me see that. The enemy of the cross. Not just the cross Jesus died on. How many know that daily cross? They don't want that either. Whose end is, number one, destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Where is their lifestyle? Where is their mind? It's on things on the earth. That's the kind of people, I'm telling you, that's going to take in that flood. Are you hearing me tonight? Look in John. Look in John. I'm going to give you three more scriptures on this. John chapter 3, verse 31. Jesus said in John 3:31, "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth." And how many know we need to change our language tonight? From the earthly to the heavenly, isn't that right? From the carnal to the spiritual. "He that cometh from heaven is above all." Now look back down chapter 3 as well there. And look down to verses. Look down to verses. let's see here. Verse 12. "If I have told you earthly things," Jesus said, "you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Jesus walked here on the earth, but he lived in the heavenlies, didn't he? He lived in the throne. He lived in the Spirit. Praise God. How many know God wants us to live in the Spirit tonight? Is that right? All right, let's go back now to Revelation chapter. Let's go to Revelation 13. And I want to give you a scripture here on the earth in chapter 13. Praise God. Somebody say, "Well, how come this teaching is so important?" Because we're facing all this right now. Chapter 13. Look down to verse 11. Listen to what the Bible says. "I beheld another beast coming up out of" where? "The earth. And he had two horns like a lamb." He's a deceiver. "But he spake as a dragon." Dragon breath. Now notice that, brethren. He rises out of the earth realm. He has two horns like a lamb. And yet, at the same time, he speaks like a dragon. This is the false prophet ministry. And how many know that there's false prophets in the church? And they're in the world. And they're part of those that's going to suck up and drink up that flood of filth. Is that right? Now, one more. Look at 1 John 4 about these false prophets. Let me give you a scripture. 1 John 4, verse 1 and 2. Praise God. Let me tell you the best Bible college to go to. You want to know the best Bible college? The fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. Amen? That's the one I'd recommend people to go to. 1 John 4, verse 1. Because the one I went to, I learned a lot of wonderful things. But there's a lot of things I had to be untaught. Come on, amen? How many of the Holy Ghost is our great teacher tonight? "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but" what? "Try, test, prove those spirits. Whether they are of God." Why? "Because many false prophets are gone somewhere." What's the world? Lust the eye? Lust the flesh? Pride of life. How many know they'll bring that spirit into a church, into a home, or to an individual if you allow it? "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come" where? "In the flesh." That's in your flesh. Because down in verse 4, he said, "Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world." Praise God. Verse 5. Now, what are they speaking? They are of the world. They speak the world, and the world's going to hear them. And so, that false prophet is rising out of the earth realm, out of the carnal realm. And I believe a lot of the false prophet ministry have been charismatics, have been people who have been actually spirit-filled. And yet, brethren, many are going back to Rome, and they're going into all kind of things. This is an hour that we have to be very cautious and very careful. The gospel I preach is not from Rome. Hallelujah. It's the old Jerusalem gospel. Our repentance. Come on. Amen. And being filled with the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? How many know it's counterfeits? I don't know. I don't even think about anybody here, but I tell you what. We want the true Jesus. Come on. The true Spirit and the true gospel. We don't want the false. I know you do, and I do too. Now, look in Revelation 12. Now, this is going all night, couldn't it? Praise God. Revelation 12. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 12, verse 4. Notice, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. We read that, though, but look at it. And where did it cast these stars? Down to the earth. That means they fell out of the realm of the Spirit back into the carnal realm. I mean, others, people serve God, live for God, and today they're back in the carnal realm. They're living, serving God in a carnal state. Are you hearing me? Then look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil. Yeah, he is. And Satan, which deceives who? And he was cast out where? I mean, he's coming down finally to the earth, isn't he? Well, those stars were brought down. And who else? His angels were cast out with him. One's coming down and one's going up. Are you hearing me? The man-child is ascending to the throne. The devil's coming down. How many believe there's going to be some shouting in the camp of the saints?
Amen.
Now look at verse 12. He said something. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the what? How many believe we better get up higher? We better move towards the Holy of Holies. How do we go to the Holy of Holies? Boldly by the blood of Jesus. Come on, amen. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows at this time he's a short timer. He has a short time. And then we look down to verse 15 again. Now look at verse 15 again. Notice. I'm sorry, it's verse. Is it verse 15? No, 16. The earth helped the woman. Earth opened her mouth. Swallowed up the flood. Amen? Now, how long have I been going? About an hour? Okay, about an hour? How many wait 15 more minutes? Praise God. Okay, looking around, there's so much in this chapter, we'd never get through it. We'll let Irma finish it next week. Look in chapter 12. I tell you what, she can do it. Look in chapter 12. If Glenn will let her. Look in chapter 12. Look in chapter 12. Now look in verse. Please look in verse. Let me find it here. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 4. Now look at verse 4. The tail through the third part of the stars of heaven did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman. Now notice which was ready to be delivered. Now otherwise she's about ready to give birth to these men, this man-child, these overcomers, these sons. Now notice, why was the devil there? To devour her child as soon as he was born. And that birthing is in the soul. We've been born in our spirit. Now God wants us to be born in our soul. And then we'll be, come on, changed in our bodies. The problem is some of us are fighting him coming in our soul. I mean, that's where deliverance comes in. Get the demons out of the soul, out of the flesh, and how many know the spirit can come on in? Amen. You fight him, you'll pay for it later, won't you? Let me tell you why. Because when the spirit casts those devils out of us, we get rid of them and he comes in. But if you lock him out, I mean, when midnight comes and he wants to come into you, you've got him locked out. But the people that's open says, come on in, Jesus. He's going to come on in his fullness. Anybody want that? Now, this word devour. Look in Galatians. I want to give you a couple of things here on devouring. Galatians chapter 5. Praise God. How many feel cleaner when you get set free from demonic powers? And get Jesus in you. Isn't that right? Okay. I think we all feel that. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. And we thank God that we can come to a place where we get help. Galatians 5, 15. But if you bite, and what? Come on. Now, this is the church. This is the church here. How many believe that somebody's biting you? Or maybe devouring you. Because of demonic powers. If you bite and devour one another, take heed. That's a warning. Lest what? Come on. You be consumed one of another.
Hallelujah.
All right, now. That's one scripture. Now look at 1 Peter 5. We don't want to devour the real people of God, do we? No, we don't. I mean, Satan will be using us if we do that. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 5 now. All right, look at this verse. Verse 5. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Okay, it says this. Now, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. How many believe he's walking tonight throughout the earth? Seeking whom he may devour, whom resist. Come on. Steadfast where? In the faith of Jesus. Knowing that the same what? Affliction. So was that devouring his affliction? Have you heard that? Is that right? Now, let me look that up here. That word affliction, it said the same afflictions are accomplished where? In your brethren that are in the world. This word afflictions, because he's coming with devouring power to afflict, it means hardships. Are you hearing me? It said he stands before the woman to devour the man-child. This is hardships. This is pain. It's suffering. It means to experience pain. Now, it also means consupiscence. How many's ever heard that word? Huh? You know what consupiscence means? It's in Colossians 3:5, I think. It means a longing for what is forbidden. It is a wrong desire. Now, there's good desires, but there's a wrong desire, and it means to lust after. See, these are some of the things Satan is coming after the man-child to devour him by. And that word, it means consupiscence. It means also inordinate affection or lust. Now, go back to Peter. He said here in 1 Peter 5, where we're at, that these whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished. How many believe something's going to be accomplished in your brethren that are in the world? But the God of all grace will call us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you've done what? Come on. Suffered a while. We're talking about this same context here now, being devoured. After you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you, that he might be glorified. And that word suffering means experience a sensation or an impression, usually painful, or to be vexed. That's in that devouring process. And I want to tell you something. Satan hates not only the people of God, but he hates those that she brings forth. Now let's go to Revelation 12:17. And we'll see this. Hallelujah. I didn't get on much on the tail. But it's the tail. You know what the tail is? How many want to know what the tail is? It's Isaiah 9, verse 13 through 16. It is prophets who teach lies. That's the tail of the dragon. And you know what the word tail means? It means to wag. It means hindmost. Well, you know, I can just look at an animal and see a tail, you know. I don't have any problem with that. But how many know Satan has a tail? He's an angel. He's a fallen angel. But that tail, that false prophet ministry, is sweeping down those stars to the ground. And brethren, you're going to see an increase in false prophets and the lying spirits and people. Amen. I want to tell you something. You can't take everybody's word today. Amen. I don't care if they're Christian or non-Christian. There's a lot of people who don't keep their word. Look here now. Where was I going? Did I tell you where I was going? 17:12. Thank you. 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with who? Now he's mad at her. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which is the man-child. Notice, we got into this other night. Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. I won't go over that again. And so he makes war with these overcomers. You go to Revelation 11:7, you see that war. Let's read it here. Again, 11:7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them. How many is in war right now? Amen. And shall what? Overcome them and kill them. But that ain't the rest of the story. The rest of the story is God raises them up in resurrection power. They start the resurrection. And I want to show this in Luke 20 as well. Luke 20:34. It's the last scripture I'm give you. I got so much more I just couldn't get into. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 20, verse 34. And Jesus answering said to them, the children of this world marry, of this age marry, and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy. How many see those two phrases? Accounted worthy. How many know watching and praying will cause you to be counted worthy? Luke 21, 34-36. Notice, counted worthy to what? To obtain that age, or that millennium, or that 1,000 years. And what else? And the resurrection from among the dead, actually. Neither married or given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, which means some did die. For they are equal, come on, to who? And how many know there's different ranks in the angelic host? And are the children of God being the children of the resurrection? But change that word children to sons. Sons, brethren, it is sons of God and sons of the resurrection. God's sons will start the physical resurrection. Why? Because the Son has come in them. Hallelujah. Anybody want the Son in you tonight? That is resurrection. Let's stand and give Him praise. Come on. Let's stand and praise His name tonight. Give Him glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor You tonight, Lord. We bless You, Lord. Thank You, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, let's praise our Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, He's worthy tonight to be praised, to be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Gene, the Lord says, His hand is upon thee. Yea, My presence shall go before thee, my son. I shall go before thee as the front guard, and I shall be thy rear guard. Know that I shall watch over thee and perform and do that which I've said in the past. For surely the Lord has put the belt and the girdle of truth upon thee. He has given you sharp hearing that you would hear the word of the Lord. Not only the preached word, but even the rhema word, saith God. And even there shall be great changes in the days ahead. Changes that the Spirit will direct and show thee. But it shall be for your benefit and for your best, saith God. And know that the Lord God shall turn thee, a full circle, and thou shalt go a new direction by the Spirit of the Lord. So my son, be open, be quickened by my power, for I am with thee, and yea, I love thee with a great love, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, the Lord is reaching out to you tonight. That light of God, that glory of God is reaching and being extended out to you even this night. Well, the Lord touches your eyes, not only your spiritual eyes, but He touches your physical eyes, that you might see not only spiritually, but also that you may be strengthened even in your body, saith the Lord. For surely I've given you also a hearing ear, and yea, in this hour thou shalt hear His voice, and mark His word, and know that God is true. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Come on, praise Him tonight. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. John, the Lord is with thee, my son. And the Lord shall help thee, and the Lord shall quicken you, even this in this day. For you are my call, anointed one. But no, God said there's a time to prepare. There's a time to wait. There's a time to sit. But I tell you, I shall fill thee, and I shall thrill thee with my presence and with my word. For surely you're being raised up to be a Gideon. You're being raised up, my son, to be part of the army of the Lord. Many have desired this, but you shall experience it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Mildred, you've been faithful in the small things. And God said, I'll cause you even to be ruler over great things because of your obedience and because of your faithfulness, saith the Lord. So fret not and fear not of those things about thee. Those things that you would hear, the terrible things you would even see on the television. But know that God has kept thee and preserved thee, and the Lord shall be with you as you go out and as you come in. So rejoice, my daughter, rejoice in the Lord, yes. For truly thou art a Miriam. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him tonight. Oh, we love You, Lord. We love You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. I feel the Lord is doing a strange work. A strange work. within you, my son. And know that God has brought you from the east and the west, the north and the south to this place, as it were. But I'm doing a work, a strong work, an encouraging work. And the Lord says, it's just like put your hands over your ears. But God is doing something within thee. And that work is going to be finished, saith the Lord. I brought you out of the mire, and I'm bringing you into my glory. I'm bringing you into my light, my power, and my victory, my son. Fear not and fret not. The word of the Lord is within thee. Thou hast much to give. And God said, start giving it out. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless you tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Anything else tonight, Brother Glenn, Brother? Oh, yeah. Right now, set your watches. If you got a watch, set your watch. 1 hour forward. 1 hour forward. So it's 10:35 right now, so to speak. Huh? Praise God. That way you won't forget it. Amen? Praise God. Let's give Him praise. Let's all close with prayer. Get a good night's rest. Father God, let's all pray. Father God, we love you tonight. We bless and honor your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. And everybody said,
amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.